All right. A pleasure to be with you today. A lot of fun talking about baseball and the beginning of the season coming up. Bruce Jenkins, good morning. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to us. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. Thank you. How's it going?
Very good. Very good. Hey, I don't know if we touched on it yesterday, but opening day is Thursday. Do you have a favorite opening day? Do you have one that you go back to and said, boy, that's what baseball was all about?
Well, I remember I'm going to show my age here, but, you know, when the Dodgers moved west after the 1958 season, you know, now comes 59. It turns out they win the pennant that year and go to the World Series. And my dad took me to opening day. You
wow.
know, sadly, I can't remember who they were playing, but I do remember just the thrill of walking through the tunnel and coming out and seeing the lush green grass of what really was a perfectly terrible baseball field. But it was the Dodgers. It was perfectly manicured. It was baseball. The dimensions were bizarre, but you know, and it's Maury Wills and Koufax is coming into his own. I think Drysdale probably pitched that game, but that's just and, you know, I guess more recently, you always think back to Kevin Elster hitting 3 home runs, but you don't really lodge that in the best memories bank. But that's just a couple of thoughts.
Yeah, very good. You know, it's funny when you start talking about that. When I was 10 years old, and I was still in Brooklyn, and it was 1956, and if you opened up a savings account at the Lincoln Savings Bank for $5, you got 2 tickets to opening day.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow,
of course, the Dodgers had won they had won the World Series the year before for the first time in 1955. So, my mother took me down there. We opened the savings account. I got 2 tickets, and I went to opening day. And they brought the flag out, and Don Newcomb and Robin Roberts, and the Phillies won like 11-2. But I was there for opening day, and now the bank account has $1 million in it. So that's
pretty good all around.
Fact, yeah,
I think Jim Gilliam just asked for a loan. Wait a minute, is he still alive?
Number 19, Jim Gilliam.
Yeah,
but
right.
We got Bay Bridge starting today, and you know, I'll tell you something. It moves the needle for me. I tell you, it does. Sandy Alderson loved beating the heck out of the Giants. Bill King couldn't stand the Giants. And there's something about it. I like when the two teams play each other.
Yeah, at first it didn't do anything for me, but it did gain a lot more meaning when you realized how much it meant to the A's and, of course, the Giants in the rivalry. You know, trying to make, well, this is nothing, you know, it's just Oakland. You know, what does anybody care about Oakland? But, you know, deep down, of course, they wanted to win. So, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this year is particularly interesting, I think, because, you know, the A's have managed to, you know, create a really good-looking ball club, I think, in spite of all the negativity that surrounded the lack of getting that ballpark together and their financial problems and letting Semien go. But they've got a real good club over there. And I like the Giants, too, so it should be pretty fun.
You know, and there is a history here. You know, it's over 50 years. And, you know, you go back to the early 70s, and here's, you know, the Giants win the division. The A's win the division in 71. Campy Campanaris and Reggie, and then you got Chris Spire on the other side, and Mays is still here. There is history between – there is real history here.
Oh, geez, absolutely. I mean, it is pretty stunning to think of the A's arriving just 10 years later than the Giants. They seem like perennial newcomers, but, yes. I mean – you know, from 58 to 68, that's a long time. I when I was at Cal, I really enjoyed going over to the Coliseum in its most pristine state before they ruined the outfield setup. But going over to watch, I mean, you know, the young Reggie Jackson, the young Joe Rudy, the young Raleigh Fingers, and then they blossom into a playoff team. And even in the playoffs, you could go over there and get a ticket, you know, that day, and no problem. And if you had any feel for the American League, which was tough for me at the start because I was such a National League guy, but you realize that your experience is doubling when you get to watch you know, the likes of Mickey Mantle and Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva come into town.
Yeah, great history. Great. The two teams have great history in the Bay Area. So I like it. I like when they get into it here. And we'll see what happens today. Dalton Jeffries from Cal and Connor Menez going for the Giants today. Bruce, I love predictions. I used to look forward to your, you know, part of the newspaper every beginning of the baseball season where you did the little snippets and gave your predictions. You want to give a few predictions for us?
Yeah, I kind of miss the individual, you know, going down the lineup with little comments.
Jim Kuhn and I used
to have fun with that. I always threw in one avid hunter, who a guy who never hunted in his life, but you had to have an avid hunter in there. All right. Enterprising tomato farmer, you know. in terms of the teams, I think the Dodgers are going to prevail over the Padres in a great race. I think the Giants will be a very respectable third. I don't see much going on below them there. I like Atlanta in the East. They're loaded, and I like Washington moving up from last to second. They've done some good things to improve themselves, and the Mets will be there. In the Central, I think I'm going to take the Cards moving up ahead of the Cubs. Always a great rivalry. Really a terrific rivalry if you've been part of it in the Midwest at all. Over in the American League, I'm going to have a surprise pick with Toronto to win the East.
Really?
With Semien and Springer in there. I'm not wild about their pitching, but I think Tampa Bay takes a bit of a slide, and the Yankees, who knows? Everybody's always hurt or something's going on. So I'm going to go Toronto there. In the Central, I think the Whites – I just love everything about the White Sox. I love the mystery surrounding Tony La Russa. I love Tim Anderson and Roberts and just a stellar lineup. I think Andrew Vaughn's going to crack that lineup, speaking of Cal guys. And I like them over the Twins. And in the West, I've read enough from the Houston Chronicle about the Astros to make me believe that those guys they still got that spirit that carried them through the series against the A's, the playoff series. They know they're going to take a lot of bunk from the fans this year, but I think they're pretty well united. They didn't have mass defections. Correa, they'll have at least for another year. McCullers signed up long term, so I'm going to take them over the A's in the West.
Very good. Well, the Toronto beating the Yankees, believe me, the back pages of the New York Daily News will be very, very interesting if that happens. Hey, let's bring in Bill Lasky. Bill, how are you this morning? Of course, you've been with us, and you're here with Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, good afternoon. You know, one of the concerns I've had through this whole spring training is Johnny Cueto, and today got scratched. He was supposed to start against the Oakland A's. They have him into another one of those B games or live inter-squad games. Two starts before these weren't really good, and then he pitched an inter-squad game, and now he's throwing another one, and he's the second man up in this rotation. Your thoughts on Johnny Cueto and what you've observed this spring training?
Well, it has to be a concern considering his age and, you know, the wear and tear on his arm over the years. He always struck you as somebody who could throw, you know, as many innings as you wanted in any season you wanted. But now these are a little bit several little red flags coming up. So, yeah, I mean, it makes you think that, you know, guys like Sanchez and Wood are going to be a little more counted on than maybe you think. I mean, they were right now they're sort of like in the fifth starter picture whenever the fifth starter is needed, but it's possible Cueto won't be able to go right away. That would be a big drag. It really would. But at the same time, I think if he just doesn't have a Cueto like year, I think it'll be a lot easier to just let him go in the last year of his contract and not try to pretend he's going to be pitching forever. So and it would give some young pitchers a chance. I think it's just given the fact that the Giants aren't hanging by, you know, living and dying with the pennant race. I mean, it's going to be very, very tough for them to stay with the big boys. So you look for a development. And if Cueto can't go, I think it will help develop some of the younger guys.
Interesting. We have our first contest of the year at Baseball Marty on Twitter. Number of wins for the Giants. Bill has 83. I've got 80. Kerry's got 82. Raph's got 79. Where do you fall, Bruce?
Well, I had 83, but I don't want to match up with anybody. I'm going to go 84.
Okay.
Oh, wait, does somebody else have 84?
No,
you got it.
84. Okay, yeah. I got 84. Good. Yeah. Good. And that would be good.
Dinner at Original Joe's. Okay, very good. Bruce, have a great day. Have a safe trip back when you do come back, and love having you on.
Terrific. Thanks, guys. Talk next weekend.
All right. Bill, what do you have tonight on the postgame?
Well, besides predictions, I'm loving to hear what the Giant fans have to say. I got a great interview with Scott Harris, the general manager. Got to talk to him on Friday about some of the things moving in here in the opening day coming up Thursday. It's an interesting conversation for, I hope, fans will unite with me on extra innings, and we'll get a good conversation going.
That's going to be a good one tonight. All right, Giants baseball coming up. Menez and Jeffries, Bay Bridge Series. Back with you next Saturday at 2 o'clock. Game 3 of the regular season, believe it or not, right here. KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.